no question about it. Something here was just plain right, and made my obscure hitchhiker pleased and excited, and satisfied in a way I didn't begin to understand. And floating in above all that was the strange notion that this was very familiar. None of it made any sense to me, but there it was. And before I could explore these strange revelations any further, I was being urged by a squat young man in a blue uniform to step away and keep my hands in plain sight. No doubt he was the first of the arriving troops, and he was holding his weapon on me in a very convincing way. Since he had only one dark eyebrow running all the way across his face and no apparent forehead, I decided it would be a very good idea to go along with his wishes. He looked to be just the sort of dull-witted brute who might shoot an innocent person, or even me. I stepped away from the closet. Unfortunately, my retreat revealed the little diorama in the closet, and the young man was suddenly very busy finding some place to put his breakfast. He made it to a large trash can about 10 feet away before commencing his ugly blarging sounds. I stood quite still and waited for him to finish. Nasty habit, hurling half-digested food around like that. So unsanitary. And this was a guardian of public safety, too. More uniforms trotted in, and soon my simian friend had several buddies sharing the trash can with him. The noise was extremely unpleasant, to say nothing of the smell now wafting my way. But I waited politely for them to finish, since one of the fascinating things about a handgun is that it can be fired almost as well by someone who is throwing up. But one of the uniforms eventually straightened up, wiped his face on his sleeve, and began to question me. I was soon sorted out and pushed over to one side with instructions not to go anywhere or touch anything. Captain Matthews and Detective LaGuerta had arrived soon after, and when they finally took over the scene, I relaxed a bit. But now that I could actually go somewhere and touch something, I simply sat and thought. And the things I thought about were surprisingly troublesome. Why had the display in the closet seemed familiar? Unless I was going to return to my idiocy of earlier in the day and persuade myself that I had done this, I was at a loss as to why it should seem so delightfully unsurprising. Of course I hadn't done it. I was already ashamed of the stupidity of that notion. Boo indeed. It was not even worth taking the time to scoff at the idea. Ridiculous. So, why did it seem familiar? I sighed and experienced one more new feeling, befuddlement. I simply had no notion of what was going on, except that somehow I was a part of it. This didn't seem a terribly helpful revelation, since it matched exactly all my other closely reasoned analytical conclusions so far. If I ruled out the absurd idea that I had done this without knowing it, and I did, then each subsequent explanation became even more unlikely. And so Dexter's summary of the case reads as follows. He is involved somehow, but doesn't even know what that means. I could feel the little wheels in my once proud brain leaping off their tracks and clattering to the floor. Clang, clang. Wee. Dexter derailed.